experience, I can't remember you having a really awful game. But
oh, no, I had awful games, believe me.
But is that theory accurate, and how did you learn from that?
Well, I mean, I think you're going to have to, as a young quarterback, you're going to have to get used to having bad games because, I mean, that's, to me, is you have to be able to bounce back from bad games, and that's part of the league. And so, you know, part of that's the mental toughness that you learn from that and the maturation process of a young quarterback is to be able to bounce back from those poor games. And so they're going to happen, but it's how you handle that. And, I mean, to me, that's the ones that can handle a tough loss or a tough game, come back and play well the next week, are the ones that stay around for a long time. Well, I haven't got into studying them deep just yet, but I know that I think there's some talent in there. But you know, whether there's a is there you know you talk about a ready-made guy, ready-made guy already in this one, probably not. But you never know. But like I said, so you know, you had a couple last year, and you know, obviously there's not a surefire guy in this, at least not one that's come to the head just yet. We're open to anything, you know, so, I mean, we'll always look at it. And you know, this is the time of year that, you know, you look at everything and we try to, you know, discuss everything, every possibility, what might be available, what might not be available, and talk about that and see how it affects us. And so we talk about all those type of things. Now, we'll see what happens. Well, no. I mean, I think that, you know, we're, like I said, we got two young ones that we're happy with. And so, that we think that, you know, can be very good football players in this league. And so, you know, I think when you start talking about another veteran quarterback, you don't just talk about next year. Everyone thinks we just talk about next year, but we don't. We talk about the impact that has, you know, 2, 3, 4 years down the line. And how does that affect us now? And then eventually, once we get through all those scenarios, make a decision and see what happens. But you know, I think that, you know, when you make a decision, whether it be a quarterback or an offensive lineman or, you know, whatever it is, especially in free agency, you know, you talk about, you know, what's that going to do to you 2 and 3 years down the line. No, and it won't get to that point either. So that's going fine. It's moving ahead. So yeah, I don't anticipate any problems.
Jack, can you make?
I know that's disappointing to you, but.
John, can you make a college quarterback more accurate in the NFL? Or when it comes to accuracy, are you going to get what you see on the field?
No, I think you can improve accuracy. There's no question. That's why you practice. That's why you make the throws. That's why you work in the off season. And so. You know, I don't know that you can change arm strength, but there's no question that you can change accuracy and work on accuracy.
John, can you tell us what you saw at C.J. Anderson last season?
Well, we didn't see C.J. long enough. You know, he got hurt. So, obviously, there's nothing he could do about that or us. And so, you know, we signed him to a 4-year deal last year, and so expect him to come back and you know, have high expectations for him coming back and having a good year for us this year.
How do you see Devontae?
Well, I think Devontae had a good year last year. Obviously, he was a rookie and learned a lot, got a lot of playing time, which I think will be a tremendous help for him. And so, again, we still have high expectations for Devontae. I think he's going to be a real good back in this league for a long time. But he'll have that first year under his belt, which I think is really going to help him going into this offseason. Well, I wouldn't say we moved on. We just didn't exercise an option. That doesn't mean that we've moved on. You know, we'd still like to talk to Russell, and I'm still going to talk to Russell about possibly what he wants to do. But obviously, I think he's looking at the market and seeing what's out there also. So we're not discounting or counting Russell out, but you know, he's part of the process. Well, I mean, I think it's very important. Obviously, you're protecting the backside of the quarterback, but I think, you know, it's they're not guys that grow on trees either. So they're difficult to find, and so we'll do everything we can to try to find the best fit, and you know, If that's Russell, great. If not, then we'll see what else is out there. Yep. Yeah, it's another priority. So we need to add some depth there. We, you know, with Vance Walker getting hurt last year and don't know his injury status, and so yeah, we're always looking to try to add on both sides, offensively and defensively. On DeMarcus, I haven't talked to DeMarcus. He's been around. I haven't had a chance to sit down with DeMarcus, and so as we get through this and get back to Denver, I'm sure I'll sit down with DeMarcus and we'll talk about it. We still have interest in trying to get Sylvester back too, but he wants to see the market, and so we've had conversations with his agent, but it sounds like they're ready. They want to hit the market and find what's out there, and so we'll allow, you know, that's, he'll hit it and we'll see what happens. A lot. I mean, I think, you know, it's with the impact that the combine has and the numbers and as important as this is, it's changed dramatically in how they train and it's all for the good. I mean, I think it's good for us as far as the league's concerned. It's good for the player. As far as a quarterback, when looking at a quarterback, when it comes down to a quarterback, to me, it's competitiveness and it's toughness, man. It's mental toughness because it is a tough game and it's a tough position. It's a great position, but it's a tough position because of the expectations that go along with it, the pressure that goes along with it, the reliance of a lot of people on you playing well in that position, you know, with the control that you have. So, those are three things that to me, if you got a quarterback that's not mentally tough, that's not, as we talked about earlier, not able to come back after a tough game and bounce back after a tough game, it's tough to have success for very long in this league.
Can you talk about those things here?
That they combine? No, I think that's something that you learn over time. And once you get in the league, it's a big jump. These guys making from college to the pro level, it's a big jump. But they can learn that. Yeah. I mean, that does make it more difficult. But I think that, you know, with 15 minutes, and there are certain things that you can do. You can't hide it. You can, you know, you put a play up on a board and ask them to explain the play, or put some tape up there and have them walk you through a play. You can generally find out how much they know about football. But there's no question. They're prepared for everything while they're here. You know, I'm still exploring that. We're looking at it. We got a guy named Mitch Tanney who does a tremendous job for us. And so we're still looking at all the different areas when it comes down to analytics, how it can help us. And so exploring all those different options. And so, I think it's something that we don't rely on right now, but we definitely want to look at over time and see how that might be able to help us. Between who? Yeah, they're both dynamic football players and very good at what they do, can rush the passer, have tremendous power. And so, two very, very good football players that when you talk about defensive ends and pass rushers, you know, you're going to talk about those two guys.
Two more questions. You set records on offense in 13, and you're all about defense in 15. Will you shift resources? Are you looking more on the offensive side of the ball now?
Well, Mike, you know, as we talked about, I don't want to back up on defense. I mean, I want to continue to be as good as we can be on defense. I don't want to back up there because we've been so good. I just know that what we've got to do is we've got to get better on the offensive side. And so it's not that we haven't concentrated on the offensive side. I think that, obviously the transition that we've been through, anytime you lose a guy like Peyton Manning at the end of his career and then you transition into somebody, a new young guy and trying to find that next guy is always a little bit difficult. But, I think that, with the guys that we've got that we're talking about with Paxton and Trevor, that, we've got something to build off of and want to get better on that offensive side. Say that again. Well, I mean, I feel more comfortable if we can take some care of some needs in free agency. I believe that there's a good blend in both, that free agency is there for a reason. I don't, you know, we're always looking for value in free agency, which sometimes hard to do. But I think that we can supplement some needs that we have through free agency, because I don't like going into draft with big needs. If we go into draft, you have a tendency to reach, you know, we try to stay out of that situation.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. We'll be right back.